manufacturing environments, and push-pull strategy. Production environments are fundamental choices for manufacturing. The type of product and the demand expectations of customers, in most cases, impact the choice of production environment. The optimum production environment is implemented based on the volume, variety, and lead time of the products a company sells. The environment impacts the selection of process technologies. Prior to discussing the basic manufacturing environments in more detail, we set the stage by first discussing how the push-pull frontier influences the best environment to use. Push-pull and strategy. Customer needs, order winners and order qualifiers, and the organization's strategies, capabilities, and capacity to manage that demand help determine the best manufacturing process types and manufacturing environments for specific types of products. Operation strategy needs to take into account the inherent demand management characteristics that each manufacturing environment represents. Determining the best point for moving from push to pull is an important operations strategy decision. This location is called the push-pull frontier, and it is an example of a decoupling point. According to the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary, decoupling points, also known as customer order decoupling points or order penetration points, are defined as the locations in the product structure or distribution network where inventory is placed to create independence between processes or entities. Selection of decoupling points is a strategic decision that determines customer lead times and inventory investment. C. Control point. The manufacturing environments in Exhibit 4-5 have different push-pull decoupling points from which demand management fills orders. Exhibit 4-5. Demand management in different environments. Decoupling point selection is a strategic decision that determines customer lead times and inventory investment. This is the point at which the organization, rather than the customer, becomes responsible for determining the timing and quantity of materials to be purchased, made, or finished. This concept of strategic decoupling is used to broaden the push-pull frontier from a single point to multiple pull points along a supply chain. This creates a system that extends the benefits of pull throughout the network. Fundamental approaches for control of operational plans and schedules include material requirements planning, MRP, demand-driven MRP, DDMRP, and Lean. Exhibit 4-6 compares MRP, DDMRP, and Lean control systems. Exhibit 4-6. Control systems comparison. Engineer to order, ECO. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines engineer to order, EETO, as products whose customer specifications require unique engineering design, significant customization, or new purchased materials. Each customer order results in a unique set of part numbers, bills of material, and routings. SIN, design to order, DTO. A unique design means product volume in EETO environments is low. Generally, no two products are alike. For example, high customer influence over design, therefore, product variety is high. It is not profitable to hold inventory until a customer places an order and the design and specifications have been approved. Examples may include a bridge, a specialty tool or die for use in production, or a custom prosthetic. These items require extensive lead times. The significant design lead time often involves a back and forth dialogue between the customer and the supplier or a design firm. Once designs are finalized, there's additional lead time for purchasing, assembly, and shipping. The key demand management task in the EETO environment is to coordinate information on customers' product needs, sales or other customer-facing role with engineering, often not a customer-facing role. The key operations strategy decisions relate to investments in systems for validating production feasibility, including reliable cost and lead time estimating, as well as technologies for effective sourcing, subcontracting, and project management. Make-to-order, MTO. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines make-to-order, MTO, as a production environment where a good or service is made after a receipt of a customer's order. The final product is usually a combination of standard items and items custom designed to meet the special needs of the customer, where options or accessories are stocked before customer orders arrive. The term assemble to order, ITO, is frequently used. SIN, build to order, BTO, C. Assemble to order, ITO, make to stock, MTS. Make to order produces nothing until a customer order is received, such as for custom kitchen cabinets. The organization may still carry inventory, but it is in the form of raw materials. Delivery lead time from TO includes production, assembly, and shipping, so lead time is fairly long. In some cases, some components might be custom designed, and this would add lead time for design. In general, not as much as ETO. Make-to-order is best when variety is medium to high and volume is low to medium. Demand management in the MTO environment involves determining how much engineering and manufacturing capacity will be necessary in order to meet the needs of future customers. Options or accessories are stocked before a customer order arrives. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines an option as a choice that must be made by the customer or company when customizing the end product. In many companies, the term option means a mandatory choice from a limited selection. C. Feature. As with ETO, the key demand management task in the MTO environment is to coordinate information on customers' product needs with engineering. Engineering then determines the required materials, manufacturing steps, and cost within the predetermined manufacturing constraints. Therefore, the key operations strategy decision is to determine how flexible the manufacturing equipment and control systems need to be. For example, a custom window manufacturer will have a maximum size window that can be produced. Assemble to order, ITO. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines assemble to order, ITO, as a production environment where a good or service can be assembled after receipt of a customer's order. The key components used in the assembly or finishing process are planned and usually stocked in anticipation of a customer order. Receipt of an order initiates assembly of the customized product from common components into a predetermined product. This strategy is useful when a large number of end products, based on the selection of options and accessories, can be assembled from common components. ITO is distinct from configure to order in that the assembly is standard and is not customized to order. SIN. Finish to order. FTO, C. Make to order, MTO. Make to stock, MTS. Configure to order, CTO. ITO is sometimes called build to order, finish to order, or even package to order. Assemble to order is much more common than make to order these days. Often when people say make to order, what they really mean, or what is really being done, is assemble to order. ITO forecasts standard subassemblies, components, and or raw materials to keep inventory on hand instead of finished goods. The finished product is then assembled only upon receipt of a customer order. Examples include laptops, motorcycles, and packaged pharmaceuticals. Assembly might include assembling components, completing finish work such as painting, or adding country-specific labels. The key inventory is in components rather than finished product. Since the components are in inventory, the lead time is short, consisting only of assembly and shipping. This results in lower inventory costs than in a make-to-stock environment, because the components can be made into a wide variety of end products that, if all built, would require significantly more inventory overall. Assemble to order reduces risk because varieties not in demand are never produced. Customers will be involved in assembly decisions only. In ITO, products are high enough in volume with adequate variety to justify making components in advance. For example, volume is medium to high and variety is low to medium. The key operations strategy tasks are to identify the alternative components and options that customers can order, and to be able to determine the cost and required lead time of each configuration. Customers need to learn about allowable combinations and get a reliable quote for a delivery date. Make to stock, MTS. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines make to stock, MTS, as a production environment where products can be and usually are finished before receipt of a customer order. Customer orders are typically filled from existing stocks, and production orders are used to replenish those stocks. SIN. Produce to stock. C. Assemble to order. ITO. Make to order. MTO. Make to stock builds items for inventory based on forecasts of demand. Examples include steel, small appliances, petroleum products, and consumer packaged goods. Demand management for MTS involves maintenance of finished goods inventories. Customers buy products directly from the available inventory, so customer service is determined by whether the item is in stock. It is important to coordinate the methods for replenishing stock at specific locations between operations and supply chain strategies. Operations strategy for some industries is to manufacture inventory at economies of scale in just one or a few locations so that the inventory is relatively inexpensive to make and, therefore, keep at multiple supply chain locations. Others develop regional manufacturing centers and maintain lower overall inventory, but faster distribution methods. Still, other organizations choose a strategy of making MTS products using lean manufacturing, making items only in response to replenishment orders so they can achieve higher customer service levels with a much lower inventory investment level. Lead time in make to stock can be very short, as it is limited to shipping. Many methods can be used to ship or position the inventory closer to the customer. Customers can't make design decisions, but may indirectly influence future product or feature designs. This strategy has high inventory costs. Marketplace/customer expectations. Exhibit 4-7 shows how marketplace or customer expectations related to product and delivery requirements differ by environment. Lead times are dependent upon product design requirements, complexity, frequency, and volume. Each environment also must consider the customer delivery expectations related to speed or availability and delivery reliability, which in turn have an impact on scheduling. Exhibit 4-7. Market customer expectations. The different environments are chosen due to a combination of marketplace/customer expectations and manufacturing requirements. Master scheduling by manufacturing environment and requirements. Manufacturers have their own requirements and concerns for balancing production and inventory costs against customer service levels. The choice of the appropriate production process and techniques for managing fluctuations in sales volume influences an organization's approach to master scheduling. Important manufacturing requirements that influence master scheduling approaches in different manufacturing environments include appropriate production process, methods used to manage sales volume fluctuations, choice of unit of production. In each manufacturing environment, there is a different approach to master scheduling. Engineer to order, ETO, ETO forecasting of capacity requirements, number of workers by type, specialty equipment needed, and very long lead time components that are commonly used, is accomplished through the master production schedule, MPS. The MPS and final assembly schedule, FIS, planned items are the same. Similar to MTS, the MPS is based on forecasts of customer demand. The FIS is based on actual customer orders, and as a result, it may experience shortages if lead times are not confirmed prior to providing the customer with a promise date. Make to order, MTO. Organizations that use the MTO scheduling approach are process focused. These products are more customized than MTS or ITO products. Finished units are produced after orders have been received from customers. The range of finished goods is much larger than the narrow range of raw materials needed to create the finished goods. The MPS supports the planning of raw materials and components. The FIS supports building of the final product to match the customer order. The decoupling point is at raw materials and components. The FIS awaits receipt of a customer order. Examples of products produced in this environment include print shop outputs, scaffolding from steel, fabrics made from synthetic fibers, ships, buildings, industrial tools / machinery, and specialty chemicals. Assemble to order, ITO. ITO is customization within standardized limits. This approach is called two-level master scheduling. The range of finished goods is larger than the range of raw materials needed to create the finished goods. However, the range of raw materials is greater than the components and subassemblies, called standardized options or modules, which are produced prior to a customer order. The MPS supports the building of options from raw materials. The final assembly schedule, FIS, supports the production of end products from options after the receipt of orders. The decoupling point is at standardized options, subassemblies, and components. Make to stock, MTS, standard products from many components. The range of finished goods is smaller than the range of raw materials needed to create the finished goods. The master production schedule, MPS, supports the building of finished items to forecast. The decoupling point is at finished goods inventory. Exhibit 4-8 summarizes how the manufacturing requirements influence the master scheduling process by type of environment. Exhibit 4-8. Manufacturing requirements. Aligning manufacturing with market/operations needs. Manufacturing strategy is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a group of decisions around the formulation and deployment of manufacturing resources. To be most effective, the manufacturing strategy should act in support of the overall strategic direction of the business and provide for competitive advantages. C. Capacity strategy, manufacturing environment, manufacturing layout strategy, manufacturing volume strategy, production cycle element, production planning and control strategy. The manufacturing strategy is focused on ensuring that the correct product/service is supplied in the correct volume with the required availability and quality. Operations designs processes to do so with speed, dependability, flexibility, quality, and cost efficiency. Optimally, operations processes should be aligned with the organization's position in the product process matrix, or volume variety matrix, shown in Exhibit 4-9. This matrix was developed by Hayes and Wilwright in 1979 as a tool for organizations to coordinate their marketing and manufacturing functions so they could achieve strategic objectives and make well-considered changes in strategic direction. Exhibit 4-9, Product Process Matrix and Manufacturing Environments. In this matrix, the vertical axis describes the variety among products that operations has the capability to produce, or the distinct services it can perform. At the high end, products are distinctly different from each other. For example, no airport is like any other airport. At the low end is a tire manufacturer. All tires within a model are identical. The horizontal axis refers to the volume that operations has the capability to produce. At the low end, to the left, are operations that produce only a few items in a period. For example, an architectural firm that may do only one major project per year. At the high end, to the right, are operations that produce great quantities of items, such as a petroleum processor. The diagonal line indicates the fit between capabilities to produce variety and volume. Operations that are above or below the diagonal line will probably not be competitive. Those above the line have the capability to produce more than they will ever need to. They will be inefficient and have higher costs. The ones below the line are underusing their capacity and producing less than they can with their technology. Note the three scales on the left of the exhibit. These show how customer requirements and inherent product or service characteristics will help determine which manufacturing environment is needed. Customer lead time. When customers request fully engineered or substantially customized products or services, they expect lead times to be long. Customers expect far shorter lead times for assembled or stocked items. Tasks. The inherent engineering and manufacturing tasks required to make a product or service can be anywhere from diverse and complex to repeated and divided, which will dictate the most efficient manufacturing process. Frequency. The frequency with which units can be produced will strongly impact their cost, so there will be an optimum manufacturing method for a given type of product. Process technology and manufacturing environments. The four basic manufacturing environments will use direct process technologies in different ways. Each environment may be more or less appropriate for different phases in the product life cycle. As part of this life cycle, the environments are often seen as evolutionary. An organization may start with ETO or MTO, and then move toward ITO and MTS as its volumes increase. Why might an evolutionary progression be made? Volume pushes standardization. As volume of output grows, efforts to reduce costs and lead times often lead from custom MTO products towards more standardized ones, leading toward ITO or MTS. Market expectations. As a product's market matures, customer priorities tend to skew toward wanting shorter lead times, which promotes moving in the direction of MTS. Technology. As technology improves forecasting reliability and inventory management visibility, ITO or MTS may become more scalable and profitable. Environments are not always evolutionary. An organization may simply position itself where it finds the greatest strategic fit for its plans and may never move from there. Why might an organization or industry choose to remain in a given environment indefinitely? Strategic fit. The market or market niche places high value on customization, for example, yachts, and therefore custom items can command higher prices that compensate for EETO or MTO inefficiencies. Stable market. Markets with stable demand patterns call for one type of environment, such as aerospace being EETO, or if a new product is intended to be a mass seller, it may be designed to be MTS with an efficient manufacturing process from the start. A strategic risk that may be accepted is overcapacity until demand is generated. Insufficient benefit. If the required capital investments and organizational change costs are deemed too high for the incremental benefits, the change might be avoided. Engineered to order. In EETO, few items are produced, low volume, and each is unique, great variety. For example, for a construction job, the lead time is very long. The work is complex and requires a variety of skills. It is usually done in stages, perhaps waiting for the completion of other tasks or customer approval before proceeding. In terms of operations performance, projects must meet agreed client deliverables that would require speed, meeting the promised delivery date, and quality, conformance to promised specifications and processes. Cost performance will be important, since payment is specified to a large degree in an upfront contract. Margins will be higher, however, because there are fewer competitors who can provide comparable levels of capabilities. Workers must be able to shift easily based on priorities and customer feedback. Direct process technology will therefore need to be numerous, specialized, and distributed among the multiple subcontractors likely on such a project. Architects will have drafting software, and a painting subcontractor will have lifts, etc. made to order. In MTO, a greater volume of product is generally produced than with EETO. For example, a software developer who specializes in airport tower control systems. Upon receipt of the contract, this manufacturer uses existing software modules and creates customized bridges between the modules. They sell multiple systems each year that vary in terms of capability and capacity. Work begins only after the order is received, and components are a combination of existing and customized elements. The lead time is not as long as for the airport. The tasks and skills are not quite as diverse, and the work proceeds in an intermittent fashion, testing at each stage before handing the product off to the next layer of development. Customer-facing performance metrics, customer service, and dependability are important in MTO. Margins remain higher in this environment. Assemble to order. ITO is distinctive in that, while it still waits for an order to begin work, it creates product primarily from components in stock. For example, an order for cubicle walls with a specified covering built from items in stock and stocked fabric pattern to fill the order. The frames are cut to the right size and connected. The ITO business produces more volume each year, and its products are sufficiently varied to meet the types of designs it usually receives. Its lead time is shorter, workers tend to specialize in one task, and the order follows a designated route through the shop to completion and shipping. As volume increases, cost performance becomes important and dependability and quality become more difficult, but critical to maintain. Make to stock. MTS makes large amounts of the same item. These may be individual units or products produced only in large amounts, such as steel rods, oil, grains, concrete, and so on. In the airport project example, many things are MTS. Light fixture manufacturers sell thousands of light assemblies for installation. Orders are filled from existing stock, and, unless the orders are unexpectedly large, they are filled quickly. Jobs in the MTS environment tend to be repetitive. Workers repeat the same tasks per batch. The process technology should automate as much of this repetitive work as possible to reduce both labor costs and worker fatigue. Control over costs is especially important in the MTS environment. This includes managing supplier performance closely to avoid interruptions in production, forecasting supplies and production to minimize inventory costs, and investing carefully in the expensive technology needed to produce this level of volume. Competitive forces are likely to keep margins low. Summary of operations strategy by environment. Key operations strategy considerations per environment are summarized in Exhibit 4-10. Exhibit 4-10. Operations strategy considerations in each environment.